Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Albert, the dysfunctional eighth dwarf in Snow White, in the seven plus an extra dwarf, eight dwarves. Now, there's several things. In terms of podcasting, because the interesting thing is that people switch off really quickly, and so they need to know, basically, do I want to listen to this? And therefore, you've got to give away a bit of a punchline, but they'll still make it worthwhile listening. So, I've been to a podcast conference, and so I've sort of looked at sort of improving the quality without spending, and breaking things down and putting things into a story. But fundamentally, I'm not part of that community, and so I'm not part of the podcasting community because I've got different objectives. So that different objectives can be seen through the mechanism of the dwarf. So I myself, you are listening to a podcast by Albert, the dysfunctional dwarf. So it goes, and of course there's going to be some sort of little punchline at the end of where it's going to be worthwhile listening to, and I'm going to try and keep it short and sharp. So, we all know about Snow White and the dwarfs, and there's a lot of forestory and after story. That she eats an apple and all that type of stuff, and there's a mirror and there's all this other politics, but as far as we're concerned, we're just going to focus on that blissful time that Snow White, who I don't know who represents, does it represent what people imagine the audience is, I suppose, and the seven dwarfs are in the little house, really cute house, and dare I say, there's not a lot of character development in those dwarves. Sleepy looks rather sleepy and grumpy. I wonder whether he's going to be happy. No, he's grumpy. Oh dear. Oh, and he's acting grumpy. Oh, ha 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 ha. But however, people sort of like that sort of stuff. And I suppose if you consider dwarves as podcasters, they like to say, I'm a dwarf, I'm not really that great, this sort of feigned modesty, of course, but there are some people with beautiful voices. Everyone, you know, you don't want your, I don't know how long a podcaster would last. That'll probably last one episode if they just podcast how great they are. There's also the sort of scene that sometimes you'll be acting in a scene. You can imagine, no, it's a cartoon, but imagine it wasn't. That's how they had the dwarves there. They would be filming hours and hours of Snow White doing this and the birds coming in and cleaning out the closet and all this drama going on. And of course, that would all end up on the cutting room floor, just a few seconds to show Snow White singing and sweeping and the dwarves doing something stupid and going to bed. So hours of real life is conducted, cut into one small section. However, if you just put yourself into those dwarves and into Snow White actually believing and powering the role, so all of that thing they're doing is to create the ambience, which is in fluid, so that you can see it in a snapshot, but for them it's got to come together. So this is like the podcast, is they spend hours thinking about it, talking about it, living the life, and of course it goes out and they only get cut a small section of it. And similar to a whole movie, they're focused on one little section of it. And which is, they should be. You have to be focused on your little section of the movie to be totally convincing. And what happens is that Snow White says, "Oh, what are you doing? You're leaving my life. What's happening? You're going. We're off. Sorry, Snow White. We're going off to the mine, ho-ho, it's off to where we go and we get a peek in all our specialist podcasting equipment. We go down in a tunnel, deep dark tunnel, away from the audience, and we dig with the lights. Yeah, they're all going, what, yeah, 1, 2, 3, up to 7, I don't know how many you get, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all go down the mine. It's all like a Disney on the outside, but in the mine it's really dark, and obviously there's no filming in the mine. What they do is they go down the mine, and they've got dwarf power. And they can go and take sort of a rough diamond, they can polish it up and work on it. And no point taking it up to the surface, because each gem has to be a gem. It's not a gemstone or a crystal. It's not a rock fair. It's a gem thing. It has to be, shine and glint the light. And there's this entire psychology side of it. It has to be a great gem. It's got to refract the light, have colour in it, and people got to like it. And you get this fantasism, a fantasist. That is people who speak and believe and have a story about how great they were when everything was perfect. And you know what? I listen to these people. Yeah, this is not just as only in podcasting, but this is more in teaching. That people say, gee, I was such a great teacher. This was such a great thing. And the students all love me. But they think, oh, great. Can I possibly observe a class or something like that? You're so great. Go in and you go, oh, error 1, 2, super cry number 3. Oh my God. Oh, how did I go? Oh, you went really well. You're as good as your own fantasy. So there's this aspect of there. So this part of this fantasy is that you've got to create a legend of your own podcast, and the legend has to actually intrude in what you do. Of course, now for me in podcasting, I'm just trying to rehabilitate and think on the move and actually start to get thought and high level thought. Eventually interview people and you know, use podcasting as a tool to get out. So you can imagine there, and the camera's on Snow White. She's without the dwarves. I'll just sweep. There's sort of the knowing that this is not good film. You know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, you just can't have Snow White by herself. But she's there, she's around, adjusting a few things, not cleaning up too much, because that's, she has to do that for a camera. She hears this sort of bit of a noise, a shuffle in one of the broom cupboards, and she opens it up there, and there in the darkness, just looking, is Albert. And she says, well, you're not in the script, so just let's have it, let's talk. Let's cut all this Disney crap out. You're not in the script. What are you doing? Why aren't you down in the mine doing it? Things like that, Jim. And Albert explains, Snow White, this is a film. They're actually not real gems. They're cartoon, film gems. They're not actual real gems. And I'm just trying to work it out for myself. And there's all this. And Snow White hands to the hips and says, I don't understand you. Therefore, is rather than, it sounds as though she's saying, I don't understand, but she's saying, you are in a realm that cannot be understood. You are excluded. So this is the thing. I'm sort of struggling to understand this. Which is sort of in a different context. It would be off to the chamber with you. And she says, look, what I really want to do is, look, you're just going to have to go down the mine. I know it's late in the day, and you don't have too many, all the tools have been taken, and look, they're rather expensive. You ought to be in the process there. Go down to the mine. And Albert, being very agreeable, says, going down to the mine, going to the mine. Of course, he looks back over his shoulder as he's about to go into the mine, and there's Snow White in the window saying, I knew you were not going to go down the mine, so you go into the mine a little bit, and you can hear some noises down, people going, sounds as though they're having sex down there. So, oh, this gem is so good. Oh, I can, oh, it's so great. And you go, oh, yes. I don't know how I'll go in there, because I don't really, not part of the culture there, in terms of, oh, very good gem there. Oh, I don't analyse anything. No. Of course, Albert's a bit of an analyst. And so he finds a little way out of the mine and starts to do his own stuff. And quite literally do his own stuff. Sort of responding to the environment, getting some vitamin D, some skills up, in terms of kung fu fighting and all this type of stuff, and began to think quickly, trying to outwit the bird who's flying there, so he can throw a punch and hit the bird, even the bird hasn't even thought of it. So things like that, and then it's dinner time, and all the dwarves come out with their gems, and Albert then, with his big sack over his shoulder, big sack, much bigger than their little gem purposes, go over there. And Snow White says, well, oh, before dinner, I know you want to tell me, show me your gems. That's just so great. Wow, that is a fantastic gem. It looks a bit like the other gems out there, but it's still a great, I suppose it's got its own individual charm, and great. I do recognize that there are now gem factories everywhere, pumping them out on everything, and this is authentic, this is your real beautiful, and Albert, what have you there? And in my sack, I've got it, it is, Snow White says, this is what I think it is, and Albert says, yes, indeed, it is a pile of shit. I've just produced it really quickly, but it felt really relieving to get it out, and it freed up my mind to produce it. It is shit. And Snow White says, we like all things. We like good stuff, and we like shit. If the shit is great, but unfortunately it's your own personal shit, it's not going to go in the film at all, of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, so like that. And then she picks it up and, feels it, smells it. Oh, this is really bad shit. It is bad shit. And so she throws it out the window. And of course, being a Disney movie, something good happens. Flowers begin to grow in that shit many years later, like that, after they've executed Albert, sort of broken all his fingers, smashed every cell in his body, that is, got every cell in a little guillotine and guillotined it. So guillotining is not good enough. They take him apart cell by cell and put every cell, mounted in a microscope, and guillotined every cell. Make sure it's like that, and then basically get antimatter and destroy Albert. And then carefully go through the footage. Stop! There, what's that foot in that scene? I bet that is Albert's foot. Oh, and then mistakes. Any of us, I bet Albert caused it. I didn't do it, Albert did it, and all this type of stuff. Destroy it. But the bad shit they threw out the window has turned into reasonably good shit. And there's some people not featured in the movie called Worms and Flies and Maggots, and they are quite happy. They say, this is good shit. This is good shit because it's close, it's small, I can tunnel through it, and I live on shit. This is good shit. So the story is that although you are producing, there is a story, a theme, and everyone's in it, some people don't always fit into it. And sometimes they produce shit. And it is bad shit. It, shit is shit. However, in this instance, it, with the right audience and the right time, it's good shit. And it just meant that Albert could live out his day. He lived his first part of the morning hiding. The second part of the middle of the afternoon, he went down the mine a little bit, and then he went out and produced shit. And it was not very good, but that's what Albert the Dwarf did. That's all it is. Thanks for listening. That's 15 minutes spot on.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.